All right. So today we're going to do something kind of different. We're not diving into like some research paper or historical document this time.
Right.
We're looking at a song.
Okay.
Rotterdam or Anywhere.
Ooh, interesting.
I know, right? Even the title is, it's intriguing.
Yeah.
And, you know, our listeners curious about like the symbolism, the themes and, you know, like what's going on in the lyrics. And I got to say, after reading through them, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things that's so powerful about this song is how it manages to tap into these really universal feelings of anxiety and isolation.
Right.
But it does it with these like super evocative and almost unsettling images.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like being dropped right into like a weird, vivid dreamscape almost.
Yeah, exactly.
And the first verse alone, it just throws all this intense imagery at us.
Mm-hmm.
Women tugging their hair and men like gargoyles dipped in Irish stout, you know.
Yeah.
This is not your typical love song.
Right, exactly.
So what do you make of these descriptions? Like what's going on here?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a sense of unease, wouldn't you say?
Totally.
Like right off the bat, the women tugging their hair. Like to me, that just evokes this feeling of anxiety, almost like they're trying to like pull away these like intrusive thoughts or worries, you know?
Yeah.
And then you've got these men being compared to gargoyles, which like gargoyles are these like stoic, unchanging figures, almost like frozen in time,
right.
And that Irish stout detail like adds another layer to it, like they're preserved or stuck almost, pickled, you know,
pickled
in this like darkness.
Oh, and the song goes on to say that it says the whole place is pickled, the people are pickles for sure. I mean, it's such a striking image. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also, it makes you think, have you ever felt pickled somewhere?
Totally.
Like you're just bobbing around in a jar, not really living.
Oh yeah. I think that feeling of being pickled is something that resonates with a lot of people, especially like in today's world.
Yeah.
You know, there's all this pressure to constantly achieve and to be on the move. And when we don't meet those expectations, we can start to feel stagnant, like we're stuck in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
And that line in the song where it says, "And no one knows if they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar."
Oh, yeah.
Like that really hits home, you know.
Totally.
It makes you question if you're really fulfilling your potential or if you're just existing, going through the motions.
Right. Like, are you actually living or just kind of preserved?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we're marinating in this feeling of being stuck.
Yeah.
And then the song throws us a curveball. We get the first mention of the title. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere,
right.
Liverpool or Rome. What do you think? Why those specific places?
Hmm. It's interesting, right? Because those are all port cities.
Yeah.
Which are historically known as like places of transition,
mm-hmm.
of coming and going, of change. But that seems to clash with the whole like feeling of being pickled, doesn't it?
Totally. Yeah.
I think the song is deliberately setting up this tension. Like between this like deep yearning to break free, to move on, you know, versus this like reality of feeling trapped.
Right.
It's like you're surrounded by all this opportunity, by the constant flow of people and ideas, yet you're still stuck in your own personal jar.
Hmm. Okay. So we've got this tension between wanting to move and feeling stuck.
Yeah.
And then we move on to the second verse and it describes people as like, blonde and beautiful, but also dull and dutiful.
Yeah.
Feels almost contradictory.
It does, doesn't it?
How do you see those two things working together?
Well, I think it speaks to those societal pressures that we all face.
Yeah.
You know, this pressure to conform to certain standards, often at the expense of our individuality. And so the song is painting this picture of people who may look perfect on the outside, but beneath the surface, there's this sense of emptiness, a lack of genuine connection.
Yep.
It's like that pressure to be blonde and beautiful has actually led to a loss of like authentic self-expression.
Right. Like everyone's trying to fit into the same mold. And in doing so, they lose what makes them unique.
Oh, my.
But then even in this sea of conformity, we see these little flashes of rebellion. Like these red warning flares and red underwear.
Yeah.
It's like these bold, vibrant pops of color against all this dullness.
Right.
It's like some people are trying to break free from what's expected of them to reclaim their individuality.
Exactly. Yeah. Those details like act as these powerful symbols of resistance against this imposed conformity.
Yeah.
It's like a silent cry for attention, a way to stand out from the crowd and say like, hey, I'm here and I'm not just another pickle in the jar.
Yeah. And then we get to that line that just really gets me. the one that seems to, like, capture the whole mood of the song anywhere alone. Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah.
Even when you're surrounded by people just, like, completely alone.
Oh, absolutely. I think that feeling speaks to a deeper human need for genuine connection, for belonging, you know? It's like you can be in the most bustling city surrounded by millions of people and still feel utterly alone. And it ties back to those earlier themes of feeling lost and stuck and lacking a sense of purpose.
Okay, so we've taken this deep dive into Rotterdam or anywhere.
We have.
And it's not exactly a feel-good anthem.
Mm.
It paints a pretty bleak picture of anxiety and stagnation and conformity and loneliness.
Yeah.
But it does make you think.
Mm-hmm.
Is the song simply reflecting these feelings? Or does it offer any hints about how to escape this pickled existence?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Does the song offer solutions? Or is it more about just acknowledging the struggles, validating these feelings that so many of us experience?
Right.
I'll leave that for you to ponder.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.